Well, a man said that the moon was made entirely out of cheese. How could a lump of cheddar have control over all our seas? Well, a man, he visited the moon and he stabbed it with his flag. The didn't moon, she didn't mind so much, but the man, he never did come back. Well, you know that moon shines down on a world so full of lies, all the hurt and the pain she despises them. Who really cares about a ball of cheese when it's you and the moon and me? We become what we're supposed to be, to be. On this little world, and they could see all one could see, the mountains, the houses, all the little cars running round, even you and me. The moon asked the man, is there a place in that world for the ones who stand on their own? Is there a place on that world for the ones who defend your home? Is there a place on that little blue world for the ones who grow crop from seed? Is there a place in that little world for the ones who give you what you need? Well, the moon shines down on a world so full of lies, all the hurt and the pain she despises them. Who really cares about a ball of cheese when it's you and the moon and me? Yeah, we become what we're supposed to be, to be, yeah, to be, yeah. I say, who really cares about a ball of cheese when it's you and the moon and me? We become what we're supposed to be, to be, to be. You win the moon and me, we become what we're supposed to be, to be, to be, yeah.
I'm joined today by Montrose musician, blues man, and harmonica man, street troubadour, Donnie Morales. Welcome
nice
to Talkin' Music.
KVNF, yes.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
So, you're getting ready to do a live recording of an album, basically, at Turn of the Century Saloon, right?
Yes. I'm going to record my first, it's actually going to be my first release ever. I've done recordings here and there and guys' living rooms and different studios around Western Colorado, but nothing really captured, you know, my fancy at the time, and never really thought it worked right. never felt it was good enough. And so after a lot of debate and with some friends of mine and recording engineers and stuff, they said, you know, Donnie, just do it live. That's what you are. And so we're going to do it live at the turn of the century. It's going to be a blast. And the audience, it's great. We're putting a big shout out to the audience. Members across, you know, Western Colorado who know me, just come. We're asking a donation at the door to help get basically fund the CD so we can get it done. Oh, and nice. That's basically it. And if you spend a certain amount, Dave Bowman knows all the ins and outs. He's basically promoting it and producing it. There's three producers, me, Dave Bowman, and our good buddy Rob Jones, who's going to be doing the sound for it, and the recording engineer. We're just throwing that out there, and ideas are just flowing. If you spend a certain amount, you get, you know, certain CD, you get an amount of CDs, or if you spend a lot, then actually come and play in your house for a party if you want.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. So.
So you, you're born and raised in Montrose, right?
No. I was born in Tempe, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and my parents moved me to Montrose. Well, we first moved to Colorado in '83, Alamosa. Of all places.
Uh-huh.
In 83, that was rough.
Well, it's near the sand dunes, at least.
But we moved to a little town called Mosca, which is, you know, Spanish for fly. And at the time, there was nothing there except for a general store, which only opened like 3 days a week. So.
Right.
And being a little desert kid from Phoenix, Arizona, that first winter, woo-hoo!
Didn't sit well with you.
Wasn't used to the cold then, but years later, now I love the cold.
So Montrose must have seemed like a big, exciting city.
After Mosca, yeah. And anything after Mosca. I hear there's an alligator farm there now.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I took my kids there. It's pretty exciting.
But the thing is, I mean, coming from Phoenix, it's. I tried living in Denver for a while in the mid late 90s, and I came to a realization the mountain towns is where I'm supposed to be. go figure the song's supposed to be. It's just comfortable. It's like I love my mountains.
You could really hear sort of a influence of this area in that song, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yep.
Being surrounded by agriculture and
it's
beautiful. So is that one of your new songs that will be
one of my brand new things? Basically, the whole album is going to be my own material. And after we're done doing recording, we're going to kind of hit it back and forth. Then I'm going to bring some friends up and we're going to just jam out the rest of the night and people can dance and boogie to whatever, grabs our fancy.
Right.
You know, a lot of the times I play in, bars and festivals and I throw in, you know, a bunch of cover stuff, you know, doing what you do as a working musician. You're playing, you know, Johnny Cash things and different stuff. But this is going to be my own stuff, stripped down, bare bones, just me on guitar and harmonica.
How did you get your start with music?
Mostly, you know, my dad got me influenced in it because he was a musician. But, listening to jazz records and stuff like that and blues albums that he had. But then, you know, after breaking away from listening to all the jazz stuff, getting influenced by the blues music, and of late, music that's really affected me is kind of like the Red Dirt movement in Texas and those troubadours, and,
mm-hmm.
which I got a lot of really good friends down there. And that's really, after years of working with bands and either hit or miss with bands, mostly miss. I basically stripped it down to me, a very good friend of mine, Glenn Patterson. We have a duo, and between the two of us, we just switch off instruments, and it's just a lot of fun just doing it like that. Because it's the whole idea of, you know, being the quote unquote rock star, you know, chasing the mm-hmm. dream. We're gonna make it. You know, between just me and Glenn, I've played with. You know, the who's who of who has come to the area, you know, from Los Lonely Boys to John Popper, these different people that, you know, were, you know.
Right. I saw you open up for Kelly Hunt, and I loved that show. I saw you do a version of Compared to What.
Compared to What.
That just knocked my socks off. I was like, look at this Montrose boy getting down.
Our buddy Steve Woody, the editor of the Montrose paper, at that time, he wanted us to do that song. And it was really funny because I put together this group. What was it? Oh, God, the Vario Stimulus Band.
I like that name.
After all the stimulus thing that went around, it was kind of a funny, juxtaposition. and so we got together, we rehearsed for, that's one of the things, is that we rehearsed for, maybe 3 months, a couple times a week, and we barely got through 6 songs, and we did that show and one other, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys in that band, horribly talented musicians.
Horribly.
They are. All for every single one of them in their own right are just amazing. But you get guys that are that headstrong in one room with, and the thing is, I approached them, I was like, okay, guys, come to the table with something that's cool. And mm-hmm. nobody would really, Donnie, it's your show. You got to be the leader. I was like, I've never really kind of a leader. I just kind of play, and if it fits, it fits. And that's coming from my time I spent in Boulder. I was with the band there, and we just locked in, and instantly, boom, it was magic.
What band was that?
It was called Platypus, and we played alongside of bands like Zuba and Psychedelic Zombies, Early String Cheese. We met those guys back in the day, and we were really, really good. I mean, this was a 9-piece funk band. I didn't even really play harmonica back then, maybe on a couple tunes, just slightly. But I just showed up as a singer, and then they threw me in the mix, and I started writing tunes. That's how I got into that thing. But, I work from, not being a leader when it comes to, especially with Glenn. Nowadays, I just learn a song at home, and I play it the first time. We don't even rehearse. We just go out there on stage and do it live. Because the majority of the time with me, I usually, playing harmonica. Harmonica is basically, like my Excalibur. It's the thing that when I go into, I never have any rehearsal time with a band that I'm working with for the first time. It's done in front of an audience. And if you know your instrument well enough, which I've gotten to the point where I'm starting to look, I like playing chess a lot. Anybody who knows how to play chess, you're looking 6-7 moves ahead. Being a harmonica player, I'm sitting there, okay, it's 6-7 moves. Okay, where's the song going to move and stuff like that. Now I'm able to do what I want to do instead of what I can do. And that's, I've been playing that instrument for 20 years. I had a lot of great teachers. John was one of them. Taj Mahal, one night we're open for Taj, and he taught me a lot of things. I took a class in Denver one time with Jerry Portnoy. It cost me a bit of money to do it, but it gave me the understanding of how the rudiments work. It took me from being just somebody honking in their bedroom to being able to walk onto any stage, and pretty much any stage, and understanding how music works.
Yeah, that's a great instrument. It's so interesting to me, too, because it's one of those instruments that you can just pick it up for the first time and you think you're playing it.
Well, actually, you are playing it. I taught my first harmonica class ever in KBNF Studios, and I had I had a huge class. Everybody was really astounded by what I taught them. And actually, mid-class, I came running out and grabbed the chalkboard and said, oh, yeah, I remember this. Oh, guys, check this out. And so it was like I was relearning all the stuff that I had forgotten. It was so much fun because it was just really like a big old round robin. We did it in the back room there, and big old round robin. And people were learning from everybody else and this and that. And everybody walked away with something, and it just was really fulfilling. When I came to this idea of doing a live CD, it's basically based here in Paonia, where the roots of that came from. People in Paonia just come out for live music.
Yeah.
They just grab at it. And it's really crazy when you're a musician like me, who's usually used to playing in, bars, doing, everybody giving you the walking ovation. Yay, right on, great.
Yeah.
I got to get to the bar. Hey, there's a chick over here. Oh, it's like, let's see it. Thanks.
Talking during your show.
Yeah, and not really caring. They're just there to, party and you get drunk and whatever. Which, that's all cool. It takes a lot of backbone to do that. But having people sit there and go like this, all right, entertain us.
So, make it work.
What are you doing there? You're like, oh, geez, now I'm really on the spot.
And I'm here with Donnie Morales, and I'd love to hear another song, Donnie.
All right, cool. Here's another one of mine. Going to that country tip that I've been digging on lately. This one's kind of got some of that in it. This one's called Listen. Thank you. listening. Listen to my heart racing. Just trying to keep a pace with you. Listen, listen to my heart aching. Worry and wonder don't ever make it come true. I was the one in love with you, baby. You tell me stop, child. You're driving me crazy. Day after day, just trying to get to you. Listen. Why in the world do you keep denying? The first bell rings, come out fighting. This is what I'm trying to get to you. Listen, I try to tell you but I end up choking. Mirror hits the ground, the gums are broken. 7 years gone, somehow I make it through. I was the love with you, baby. You tell me stop, child. You're driving me crazy. Day after day, just trying to get to you. Listen, this is a song for the lost and lonely, always being gone from your one and only. Listen, I see her, I might remember. She sees me, she might surrender. But life on the road took me away from you. I was a love with you, baby. You tell me stop, child. You're driving me crazy. Day after 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 day, trying to get to you.
Donnie Morales, that was great.
Thank you, darling.
You have so much soul. I know you were thinking that's more of a country vibe, which it has.
Well, that's the way I kind of wrote it.
But I feel like you have a real soul. Well, it's your voice. You have a really soulful voice. It's beautiful.
It was really cool because this lady, Gabrielle, from I saw her at the Mountain Harvest. She's the events coordinator at Powderhorn. And she was doing something during the USA Pro Cycling Tour, and I was out there playing. She's like, I got to get you up on the mountain. This will be great. But it's always been like that for me because I never had anything to send anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is the thing. Here's, I've opened the key, and here's the door. Check it out.
Right.
You know, and like you said before, my main thing, whether you know I could play 100, you know, 1,000 licks on harmonic or play guitar like I do, the one thing that's always been that really grabs people and they want to hear me sing. That's what it is. It's the voice, and it's always kind of been there.
Yeah, it's big too. You're not bashful in your performance style,
especially if all. I'm in a place, you know, then you know I've got the mic going and I'm just having fun because the breath of these other songs I do is sometimes it gets really comical. You know, I'll start. busting out things like, you know, The Jungle Book and stuff. And people are like, what is he doing?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. And then start boogieing and dancing and shimmying and shaking. And then the whole place is.
Why not?
Yeah. And that's the whole fun part about it is, you know, it's like, no, I'm an artist. Look at this high art I'm creating. Really? Really? Is it that big guy?
Right. You know, you were talking about how you don't have a CD to pass out. I was trying to find information about you online too, and I mean, you don't have like a biography, or at least I couldn't find one in the area where you're. It's titled like About Donnie. You just wrote blah.
Oh yeah, did you go to the Reverb Nation or whatever? Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, that's all
right. I should go home and fill that in at some point. Blah. I never was gonna, I mean, like doing stuff like this, you know, where it's back and forth talking about, that's fun.
Right,
it's
but
easy.
Having to write
it. Having to write it in like a third person. I was born a small brown child and in an Arizona town. The sun was beaten down.
That's right, you have to get very dramatic.
Yeah. The scent of rattlesnake was in the air. You could hear the Gila monsters.
You're good at this. Yeah. You should write one of these things. Well, tell us a little bit more about this show.
At the turn of the century in Montrose. If anybody's been there for any shows, it's a beautiful place. And we're going to dress it up nice and the back, ice tinkling, clink, 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 the glass. Because I've always loved, the biggest influences for me have always been live albums. I love a live album, man. Because that's the band. That's who it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing, if it's a bad live album, right on. Yeah. You can't hide it when you're live. But then you get those live shows where, oh, man, they just grab you and you're walking away going, that just happened.
And I've been speaking with Donnie Morales, and we're going to hear one more song.
One more for the road?
That's right.
They called him a good looker. She was a heartbreaker. They got together to tore the whole place down. They did pretty good for a while together. Got kind of nasty when that all stuff went down. Got accused of cheating, and then came a beating, and she left him one night without a sound. So he sits in there alone in his easy chair, feeling like the devil who wore a starry crown. Tall trees get weary, bracing against the wind. I don't know if he will weather the storm again. Oh yeah. Now, have mercy on the boy. Now, God bless the child that has his own. No. They called him the soul shaker, the dream maker. Every Sunday night in that tent outside of town, folks would gather around and raise their voice to a joyful noise. You could feel the thunder throughout the town. Mm-hmm. One night a good reverend here took to gambling, and our preacher had to do a little time. Well, you know, folks, that sometimes happens when you gotta make quick money off the one who turned water into wine. But tall trees get weary bracing against the wind. I don't know if he will weather the storm again. Oh, again. Now, have mercy on the boy. Now. God bless the child as he's old. Now. They called him a drug dealer, a car stealer, but he was barely past the age of 14. Daddy left his mama and his little sister years ago, same old scene. Mama said they're gonna shut down the power. Your little sister, she's gonna freeze to death. I don't know where you get your money, honey, but you get it, you gotta get it fast, cause you're all I get bet on. Now. Tall trees get weary bracing against the wind. I don't know if he will weather the storm again. Oh yeah. Now. Have mercy on that boy. Now. God bless the child that has his own. Now. A little baby boy, yeah. Now. Oh, you know that tall trees, they get weary. They are bracing against the wind. I don't know if they will weather the storm. Yeah. Oh, again. Now, have mercy on that boy again. Now, God bless the child that has his own.